Katie May is the Chief Marketing and Growth Officer for PAWS Chicago. Katie, welcome back to the show. It's a big event that gets underway, isn't it, at PAWS?
It is. Thanks for having me back.
PAWS Chicago's Holiday Adopt-A-Thon. Do you start Friday and then you're open 24/7?
We start Friday and we are open through Sunday. Friday, our hours are noon to midnight. Saturday and Sunday are both 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're giving the dogs a little bit of a break because they're like, can we just sleep in here? We don't need anybody coming in at 3 in the morning. But the fact that PAWS is opening the doors till midnight is really helpful for people who work shifts that most of us don't. So can people make an appointment if they already know they're ready to adopt and share their home with a cat or a dog? Can they make an appointment?
Yes, we encourage people to make an appointment. You can go to pawschicago.org, make an appointment. We also do have walk-ins, of course. But if you schedule that adoption appointment, you complete our compatibility quiz that will help you match for your new member of the household. It'll help find that perfect pet based on your lifestyle, based on your environment, your family. And doing that ahead of time just gets all the paperwork, you know, out of the way so you can focus on meeting the pets and finding someone to come join you for the holidays.
That's really important, too. So when one of their volunteers, one of their, you know, pet counselors meets with you and says, you know what, this dog is probably not the best fit for your family, trust them, because the volunteers and the staff at PAWS Chicago, they know these animals and they know if they've been relinquished or they have been brought from animal care and control, that there are certain things about these animals that might not fit with your lifestyle. So just trust that, because you know, there's nothing worse than bringing a pet home and then realizing, this isn't a good match. So make the match at PAWS Chicago. 1997 North Clybourne, do I have that right?
You got it.
Okay,
we'll be
good.
Open again tomorrow, kicking off the Adopt-A-Thon at noon.
How fun. And then open until midnight.
Yep, noon to midnight. We are hoping to find homes for more than 125 dogs and cats, puppies and kittens, just in time for the holiday season. So if you are looking to add a family member to your home, this is a great weekend to stop by, come in. We've got, you know, like I said, cats, kittens, puppies, all a variety of pets. There's someone for everyone.
Yeah. And I will tell you, Luna has been with us for a year. We showed up in December with an appointment last year, and I asked the staff at PAWS to pick out the perfect dog for me because they know me. They know every other animal in my house basically came from PAWS, with the exception of the pig and the husky. And there was only one dog we met with, and that was the dog that has now stolen our hearts, and we have just fallen in love with her. You guys, she's so silly. She's so waggly-taggly. Like, I worry that she's going to have hip issues because every time she sees a human, she wags her tail so hard her hips literally almost bump her shoulders. So there's a dog for everyone at PAWS Chicago. And if a dog isn't your style, consider a cat. You can go in, sit down, let them crawl all over you. And for people who have considered maybe volunteering, can you address that for us and tell us what that process is like, Katie?
Sure. There's so many ways you can help PAWS Chicago. You know, volunteering is a great way to get involved. You can make it your New Year's resolution. And we've got opportunities at both of our facilities, both the Adoption Center in Lincoln Park and also our Medical Center, which sits in Little Village. So there's opportunity to come and be at those two facilities. If that's not something that you're able to do, we also encourage people to foster. By fostering an animal, you allow us to open our doors and take in more animals during this critical time. So fostering, we would, you know, you would be able to provide that animal with a temporary home and give them a break from the shelter. We provide all the things you need, and you just give them the care, the love, the TLC they need to get well or until they find their family.
Yeah, I don't know who fostered Luna, but I got to tell you, she came to me at 12 weeks old and she already knew how to sit, you know, knew basic commands. And we thought, well, this dog is super smart. And then I realized, no, whoever fostered her spent a lot of time with her.
And we're a little head start.
Yeah, yeah, because she came out of a kill shelter in Alabama. So she had quite a journey to get to Chicago, and whoever fostered her loved her and was willing to share her with another family. And you also have a gift program too, right? I mean, sometimes you just don't know what to get people, but if it's an animal lover, they can make a donation in their name to PAWS, right?
You got it. So you can make a tribute donation in the honor of your pet, in the honor of a pet that has passed. Your gift recipient will receive a personalized holiday greeting card. And it's a good way to honor those who may not be with us anymore or celebrate those who are. We also, I'm excited to announce, will be doubling all donations we receive this month thanks to a generous donor. So if people have it in their, you know, ability and in their budget to give this holiday season, their gift will go twice as far. So we encourage people to donate, to check out our website, look at our wish list. There's items on Amazon that are things we need for the day in, day out care of the animals over at the medical center and the adoption center.
Wonderful. So PAWS Chicago Holiday Adopt-A-Thon, it kicks off tomorrow at noon. It goes through Sunday. They're open till midnight tomorrow night. They need homes for 125 dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. And of course, there are those special animals that have circumstances where you need to get them into a home. Maybe they've been at PAWS too long. And for those special animals, some adoption fees will be waived?
Yep, you are correct. So if you visit our website, pawschicago.org, and look at the adoptable animals, you'll be able to see those animals who are fee-waived. And these pets have just been overlooked, or maybe they need a little bit more attention. Maybe they have something medically, or they need a special family. So that's an option for some people. I also encourage you to look at who might be coming down for the Adopt-A-Thon. We've got the tree puppies, pine, evergreen, and spruce. I love when we name families like that. We've got the apple puppies, Gala and Macintosh. So take a look at them. They have they're coming down for the Adopt-A-Thon from our medical center. They are clearing, getting their treatments, and hopefully we'll be making their way this weekend.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for doing what you do, Katie.
Thank you.
Kicks off tomorrow at noon. Take advantage of that. That's pretty cool.